done the dime. Everybody in this country done them time. Knowed him, you know. He didn't miss the no boy. And those days when I was coming to live for him, I ain't never heard him call a white man, black man, no kind of man, mister. He didn't miss the no boy. That was just his way. And he didn't have no trouble with it. You know, a lot of the white folks wanted you to miss them, you know. We had to miss them. Miss them or miss them. And we had to go into the back. Into the back of them. We done that. And you take my dad, I ain't never hear him call nobody miss. How he got by, I don't know, but he never did call no man miss. And it's coming up, as I know anything about it. So, and he had just as good a friend you want to see. He did. He really had some wonderful friends. But he's just one out of 100. Done it, you know. But those boys, now you take Robertsdale up there, Robertsdale. We couldn't hardly go to Robertsdale.
Why is
that? All those youngsters out there with Mellis, you know, Mellis boys. Yeah. We couldn't hardly go to Robertsdale.
That had a bad reputation?
Yeah, it had a bad one. Some of them did too.
What about Ford?
Ford? Well, nothing Ford. We used, that's the place we used to go to all the time down to Foley, you know. We ain't never had no trouble in Foley. When we were boys, you know. We traveled a lot when we were boys. We went everywhere. But me and my brother would haul my mother's clothes, you know, in a wagon. We'd go every Monday and pick up our clothes. We'd start at Silver Hill, and we'd go Silver Hill, Robertsdale, Summerdale, back home. And that's the only way we had our trouble. Out there in Robertsdale, Summerdale. They pass us on in cars and things, chunk at us, do everything. We just had to haul some wagon, you know. Metal us and, woo, we just hated when our time had to go around, you know. We just hate. But we kept going, and we never did get in any trouble, you know. We never did get in no trouble. But now it's different than daylight and dark. It's wonderful.
Well, how's the relationship between the blacks and the whites and the Creoles? Do they get along pretty well?
Yeah, they get along pretty well. But but years ago, it was they had a in between. You think the Creoles was in between the black and the white. You know what I mean? And it wasn't so good that way. We didn't like that so good, you know, because those guys were in between, but. After everything worked out, everybody gets along fine. That's for sure. Now I know some guys right now, long my age, and I don't care where I meet them. I can meet them. A lot of times we go to the senior citizen thing down there in Boulder when they have something down there. In the polar, me and my wife go down there, and I meet a lot of those guys I've been knowing for years. They come right up and shake my hand just like one of them, and then I don't know the time they wouldn't even speak to me. See, that's the difference now. That's right. But the boys that we used to